There is only one Earth, but scientists that scan the skies for alien planets have found plenty of super-Earths. In astronomer speak, super-Earths are bigger than our home planet, but smaller than Neptune, which is four times the size of Earth. In the latest discovery, European astronomers found a planet called Gliese 486b that might have an atmosphere and could help us better understand our own world. Their research is published in the journal Science, and the lead author joins me now. Trifon Trifonov is at the Max Planck Institute for Astronomy in Heidelberg, Germany. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
So, your team uncovered a planet orbiting a red dwarf star about 26 light years away, which is close by in the scale of the universe. Tell us what you found. Yes. And why it's so exciting for astronomers like you.
Well, first of all, let me explain very briefly what we do. We survey about 350 small red dwarf stars and for science for low mass planets. So our primary weapon is the Carmenes spectrograph, which is mounted on the 3.5-meter telescope in Calar Alto in Spain. This provides a state-of-the-art Doppler radio velocity precision of the order of 1 meter per second. You can imagine this is your average human walking speed. So we can measure the velocity of the stars with such a precision.
Wow.
And one of these discoveries is exactly GL or Gliese 486b. And this is a planet which characteristics are consistent with a rocky nature, just like Earth. And it's only about 30% larger than Earth, but it has about 2.8 times mass of the Earth.
And why is that important to note?
Well, it is important because this planet in particular, it's very close to its star. Generally speaking, due to intensive stellar wind and irradiation, most of the planets would lose their atmospheres. However, the mass of Gliese 486b is such that it should actually preserve some atmosphere due to gravity. Of course, we don't know. We cannot promise that the planet has an atmosphere, but if it does, we should be able to measure it. And this is important because this is how we can find out what is the primordial composition of atmospheres of this kind of object, which is fundamentally important for understanding our own solar system, how it was formed and how it evolved.
I see. And the planet is Earth-like, I guess, kind of in the grand scheme of things, but it isn't exactly hospitable. It's very hot. There are likely rivers of lava on the surface.
Exactly.
Do you think it could tell us, though, I think you're hinting at this, about the possibility of life other places?
I think the major point here is that whether or not we will find an atmosphere around in this planet. Yeah, because if we find an atmosphere, that gives us a great hope that planets with the same size or maybe a little lighter can actually also hold atmospheres.
I guess it's kind of basic to say, but important to say that without an atmosphere, there's no life.
Well, yeah, not the life that we know it here on Earth, of course. Of course, there are some speculations that life might actually exist on the icy moons of Jupiter and Saturn. But of course, to detect a reasonable life that actually resembles something that we know here on Earth, we would need an atmosphere and probably a liquid water.
Scientists like you have discovered the existence of many exoplanets, or, you know, planets beyond our own solar system. This one is 26 light years away, so it would take, I think, 26 years traveling at the speed of light to ever get there.
That's right.
Do you think humans could ever make it out that far?
I think we should be realistic. It is possible that in the next couple of centuries, if we don't destroy Earth as we know it now, of course, we might reach the stars, but that will not be in our lifetime. Our generation at the moment is mapping the local universe here, our local neighborhood around the sun. And we are looking for the best candidates someday to colonize, right? Of course, Mars is our first reach, but we should keep going and keep trying and keep discovering more and more planets for the sake of understanding of the universe and how the Earth was formed and how we can reach the stars.
Reach for the stars, right?
Yeah.
Trifon Trifonov at the Max Planck Institute for Astronomy in Germany. Thank you.
Thank you very much.